I know you said, you know, Andrew and Darian obviously going to compete, but when you look at Darian's skill set, do you think that that is something that could, if he's with there with Landon, Landon could make even more strides because that guy would kind of complement him? It seems like it's a unique skill set that Landon really hasn't played with yet.
Yeah, I think any guy out there with Landon right now will be an asset. And so Landon's skill set, we're going to always constantly try to make sure that Landon is in a position where it's going to be best suited for him. Is it suited for Darian Thompson to go down and play as a linebacker in the box? Maybe, maybe not. But we have to see him on the field and see what he can do. But right now, Landon's skill set will, no matter who the safety is, it's going to be a complement to his ability to be able to continue to roam around where the other guy can play, you know, a little more deeper and play more of the center field. But Landon going back and playing the center field a couple of times and putting the other guy down is what you're really looking for. If you can have two guys that can complement each other, go back and forth, that's great. But either guy back there is going to be an added bonus for our defense.
How do you view Darian's skill set?
Darian right now, in my opinion, I know they say he's a ball hawk, but he dropped a couple of passes in practice, so I don't know if he's a ball hawk still. No, but Darian's skill set is suited really for the pass, but he has come so far in understanding run fits and understanding gap schemes. And so, but I think he's more suited for the pass, all right? And so for that kid, he understands route concepts. He understands leverage positions, so he does a very nice job at that.
Even though he wasn't on the field a ton last year, do you sense he got a lot out of the classroom work, even Absolutely. When he wasn't playing? And in what way do you think he, you know, made the most of those opportunities to learn?
Well, just the fact that this kid, you look at his notebook, again, I think I stated this last year with the kid. This kid, in his notes and the things that he brings to the room is a professionalism. As a young man coming in, even last year as a rookie, his notebooks are full of everything that I say. He has it written down, and he will remind me of it. Coach Merritt, but you said this, and I love that about the kid. But the fact that he can take it from the classroom and bring it to the field, that is a added bonus to us as a defensive unit.
How about Andrew? Where has he improved the most from year one, and where do you see him fitting in the same way Jordan asked you about Darian?
Andrew's gotten quicker. One of the things that I did at the end of the year is I've given all the guys an end-of-the-season evaluation. I won't go through all of them, but one of the things I talked to Andrew about was making sure that he worked on his quick twitch movements. And so that's one thing that I've seen already is his transitional skills, being able to stick his foot in the ground and transition from a break. He's actually has worked on that, and he's gotten better.
Landon Collins was an all-pro. Mm-hmm. Had a great season, obviously. Mm-hmm. Difference maker. How much better can he be?
The sky's the limit. Last year, as I talked to my family, and we were communicating, and we were talking about skill level, 1 to 10. And last year, he probably played at a 9, 9.5. And, you know, coming back this year, I would love to see him play at a 9, 9.5 again. And there's no reason why he should not, because the kid is physical. He understands the game, and the positions that we're going to put him in will allow his skill set to continue to grow. And so I see him coming back and being able to help us just as he did last year, and I hope the ball finds him as much as it did last year. And he was like a little magnet out there. The plays that he missed his rookie year, he turned around and he made them the next year.
Doesn't the fact that the corners on this team can kind of take care of business and cover man on man mm-hmm. free up Landon to do a lot of the types of things that he's good at?
That's probably, I would answer it this way. The fact that we do have corners who have skill sets that can play man-to-man, where if they're playing man-to-man, more than likely Landon is playing man-to-man, all right, with that defensive call. And so I think just the fact that Landon has improved his ability to be able to play as a in-the-box safety as well as a half-field quarter safety is going to be a situation where we can continue to try to build around. So the corner's playing man-to-man, that means he's in man-to-man. So.